A Massachusetts congressional seat hangs in the balance as the U.S. Census Bureau prepares to release new data this morning. If the state's population exceeds a projection of about 6.6 million people, the state can keep all 10 congressional seats. If not, the state will likely lose a member of Congress, and early estimates say Massachusetts will likely lose one to a faster-growing Sunbelt state like Arizona or Nevada. Joining us this morning to talk about the possibility is James Brett. He's the president of the New England Council, a lobbying group for New England and Washington. He's also a former member of the state legislature who was in charge of the committee that drew the new congressional boundaries the last time the state lost a congressional seat after the 1990 census. Jim Brett, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
Jim, how would this work? If Massachusetts is told it's going to lose a congressional seat, what happens then?
Well, first of all, I think it's a close call, but I'm expecting bad news for Massachusetts in the sense that we will lose a congressional seat, which means we will lose additional political clout in Washington. Having said that, then the census data that will be released today is really the tools that the legislature and the governor will use to build a new congressional map for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts that will have nine congressional seats. A loss of one seat, and the legislators will look at all of the individual congressional districts to see exactly have they gained seats. I mean, have they gained population? Have they lost population throughout the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? And they'll begin the reconfiguration of putting nine congressional districts together from 10. And it's not an easy process. It can be messy. It can be confusing.
Let me interrupt you there and ask you to explain that, because it's not necessarily all about the numbers, which congressional district might have gained population or lost population. It has been historically in Massachusetts very messy. What are the political factors that go into it?
Well, the political factors, if you're going from 10 congressional seats to 9 congressional seats, I think some questions that will be asked by legislators will be questions like, will there be any future retirement announcements from any members of the congressional delegation? That would be a consideration.
There's been some speculation that Barney Frank might retire, but when we asked him about that a few weeks ago, he didn't want to talk about it at all.
Yeah. Well, I think it's very early to start speculating on who stays or who leaves, but I think that would be one consideration that the legislators will look at as they go about this process.
If Congressman Capuano and or Congressman Lynch run for the U.S. Senate in 2012, challenging each other, and then one of them wins, they challenge Scott Brown, could that be a factor too?
It could be, but, I mean, there probably would be still congressional districts in those areas. So those seats still need to be created, whether somebody leaves or not. So just because somebody is anticipating maybe a future run at something else, that district may stay in place because of how it's configured. Each district needs to be equal in population. It needs to be equal in compactness. So just the announcement of somebody leaving may not alleviate that problem.
When you were doing this back in 1990, you were a Democrat up on Beacon Hill.
Yes.
Is it quite fair to say, and I'm sure it is, that Democrats in this process try to, or maybe very much do, take care of their own?
Well, in 1990, when I was the chairman of the Congressional Redistricting Committee, we had a Republican governor, Bill Weld. We also had 14 Republican state senators. It's a little different now here in Massachusetts, a heavily dominated Democratic legislature and a Democratic governor. So this will be, all practical purposes, a Democratic plan that will be put together. But I will say that they are under a great deal of scrutiny by the public in how they go about making the decisions on the congressional districts. They realize that transparency will be the call of the day. I believe they'll have congressional hearings in all of the congressional districts of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, because they know the chances are pretty good that whatever plan they come up with is going to end up in federal court, and it's going to be tested.
Jim Brett, president of the New England Council, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Nice talking to you, Bob.